I'm Hugh Massey, the President and Founder of Financial DNA Resources. Today I'd like to share with you the next topic in our Wealth Mentoring series. The topic is Being or Doing. I'm meeting and communicating with an increasing number of people who are searching for more meaning in their life, or put another way, discovering their life purpose. To be honest, a lot of what many people are doing is just searching. Life purpose discovery is difficult and in many ways a journey in its own right. However, the process of discovery does become easier if a process is followed and you have a way of thinking about it. I recently read a great book on life purpose and by chance today found out that Oprah is currently doing a series on it. The book is A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose by Eckhart Tolle. The concept Tolle puts forward is that you firstly need to find your inner purpose, which in essence is your consciousness. The first step is to become more conscious of who you are and get into a state of being. To a large degree, this is being comfortable with who you are at the core and going with the flow. Then once you have reached a higher degree of consciousness and your ego is no longer running your life, then it is about finding your outer purpose, the awakened doing. This is a lot more about what you do based on being awakened through a higher level of consciousness. Ultimately, both the being and doing have to be integrated and are closely related, but the being comes before the doing. The key point here is the doing will change during your life as your environments and passions change, and the core of you is your being. How do you find your awakened doing? Tolle says there are three modalities. Acceptance, what you willingly do now. Enjoyment, what you enjoy doing from the aliveness that flows into it. And then enthusiasm, meaning the deep enjoyment plus the added element of a goal or vision that you work toward. In whatever you are doing, you're able to enjoy being. I really believe this is a great model to help you connect your inner self to your outer world. A lot of the financial DNA approach is to use behavioral assessment tools to help guide people to find where their inner zone is for their life and then once comfortable with that, integrate their money and life decisions. Whilst our approach is to some people mechanical, it does connect you to your energy and help you raise your consciousness. Those who are truly able to make committed decisions for their life and finances usually have found their inner zone. What I then see is clearer goals and less decisions based on emotions and ego. So start working on how you can raise your consciousness.